Thank you very much, Stephen. Now we'll move on to the third set of news items. Once again, efforts to raise funds for charities make the news, but we'll start with, dare we mention it, a Christmas news item. Thousands of people visited the Tunnel of Light in Norwich to get into the festive spirit. But now the lights have gone out for good. When it opened in 2016, it was the first of its kind in the country, attracting people from far and wide to take photographs and enjoy the space. The tunnel was absent last year due to the £3.2 million refurbishment work at Hay Hill, which was finished last week, after 19 months. But now the Norwich Business Improvement District has confirmed the tunnel will not return, but has promised a new Christmas spectacle for city folk to enjoy. Melanie Cook from the Norwich Business Improvement District said, "In 2016, it was the first of its kind in the country, and we are proud of the fact it has inspired many other destinations to do something similar. This year, we have ambitions to deliver a new bespoke lighting installation for the city, and we will share the details of this as soon as we have them confirmed."
Jack Jenkins from Potter's Resorts took on numerous tests of endurance and courage over the past year to raise funds for Norfolk Accident Rescue Service. His challenges included taking a North Sea survival course, a swim in the sea on New Year's Day, the Maldon Mud Race, a 56-mile bike ride from London to Brighton, a 30-hour race across Europe, and even a wing walk. The money raised will help fund a new community first response car, an all-terrain vehicle, and a state-of-the-art blood analysis tool. Mr. Jenkins said, "It has been an incredible experience. I wanted to do something big for the charity before my 30th. And NARS is such a great example of people giving up their spare time to help others. The service has been responding to critical emergencies in black spots across the county for more than 50 years.
Borja Sainz, fresh off winning the Sky Bet Championship Player of the Month for September, gave away a signed shirt and game-worn signed boots. The sought-after items were to help raise money for a raffle in aid of the Big C charity, set up by the hosts of Talk Norwich City, Chris and Jack Reeve. Co-host Chris, who's been part of the podcast for the last 8 years, said, "Science really is the star of the show right now. We've been fundraising for the Big C for years, and each season we try and come up with different ways to do it. Science saw what we do and asked if we could do something to help. After having a chat, he donated a match-prepared signed shirt, as well as worn signed boots, even with the dirt still on. We charged £2 a ticket and had hundreds taking part. In the end, we raised £1,430.
The Royal Seal of Approval has been given to a group of fundraisers that walked across 11 counties and 2 countries for a homeless charity. The epic journey called the Walk of Kindness was completed by 6 members of Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney and raised money to battle homelessness. 3 walkers who took part have experienced homelessness themselves. The group completed the trek, which spanned more than 450 miles, on Thursday, October the 10th, World Homelessness Day. They were greeted by a large crowd at Emmaus's Ditchingham base near Bungay, and the walkers have raised nearly £50,000. When they arrived, the walkers were greeted by the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, Lady Pippa Dannett, the Bishop of Norwich, Right Reverend Graham Usher, and hundreds of well-wishers. Well, With that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we will hand over to Marion and John for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Paul and myself. We hope you have enjoyed what we have introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. Goodbye.